This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. It's a pleasure to welcome Catherine Jamieson, curator of the Perth Museum. Catherine is manager of tourism and culture and chair of Lanark County Arts and Heritage. Hi, Catherine. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me, Linda. Nice to meet you in person.
And great to see you as well. So what is your background that actually led you to take on all these roles?
Well, that's a good question. I sort of started in the arts and then went back to school and did the Applied Museum Studies program at Algonquin, and I've been kind of continuously in school since then. And then after that, I worked at Goulburn Museum, which is west end of Ottawa, for about 10 years. And in that time, I was also the chair of the Ottawa Museum Network. And then started looking at moving to Perth, saw this job, and went for it. And so I've been here with the town for about 5 years now.
Oh, that's great. So what excites you the most about looking after a museum?
There's a lot of things I love. I find people who come to the museum are most of the time there because they're really interested. They're there because they want to be. They've chosen to spend time with us. They're not there because they have to be most of the time. So, you know, we get a lot of great conversations with people from all over the world at the museum. And I work with a great team, so that is part of it too. We've got great people there doing all the work behind the scenes, and then also love working with the public.
Are these visitors often tourists, or are they local people that come in? And is this a place that visitors would head to, say, when they're coming through a town for the first time?
We get people from all over, and we do get a lot of people from Perth as well. I mean, I think people use the museum for the museum itself, but they also come for the public washroom all the time. They come for tourism information. People come, whether they live in Perth or not, to find out about events and activities happening in town. The BIA office is located at the museum right now, so people come for that. So you know, they come for a lot of different reasons, so we serve people in many different ways, I would say. So we get a great mix of tourists and also local residents.
Great. And interesting that you mentioned that it's also an information place as well to get other tourist information.
That's interesting. That's right. Since about 2012, we've had the Visitor Information Center attached to the museum, and the staff are shared between both spots.
Okay.
So, yeah, we get a lot of people for all activities.
Right. Sort of a one-stop shop, right?
Yeah, I think so. You may as well start your day at the museum. You can find out about Perth history and also what's happening
and
this weekend.
And all the restaurants and everything else you need to
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
The Perth Museum, let's talk about, give us a visual of the location, you know, the building where it's housed and that sort of thing, and the hours open and that.
Sure. Well, the museum's open right now. It's Wednesday to Sunday from 10 to 5. And it's at 11 Gore Street East, which is the Matheson House, a National Historic Site. It hasn't always been there. It used to be located down the street in the Macmillan Building above the old library. But in 1966, they had a wrecking ball on the property at Matheson House, and the town bought it at the last second, saved the day, and moved the museum there as a centennial project in 67. So we have been there since then.
It's a really interesting building too, isn't it? And you have the little courtyard there next to it, don't you?
There's the courtyard on one side. That's where we ask people to enter, through the courtyard. That's where the bake oven is between the museum and Shaw's.
The bake oven?
We have a bake oven.
it used?
You know, it was used pre-pandemic. We haven't used it much since the pandemic. However, we're hoping to get it going again this year.
Fantastic. What are you baking it?
We usually do like tea biscuits or pizza, depending on how much time we have and how many people we're trying to serve. So usually tea biscuits and pizza, but you know, we're open to learning.
Do you run it, or do you have a baker that runs that?
Graham Beck from Little Stream Bakery has helped us in the past, but usually usually it's us. and you mentioned the gardens. We do have the Heritage Garden on the other side of the museum. That one's the larger garden, and the Horticultural Society maintains the gardens for us, so we're thankful for that.
I can almost picture you serving an English tea in that garden. You'll have your scones, right? Your tea biscuits.
In the
garden, you could sit there amongst the flowers and whatever, right?
You know, the other day, I was walking through the courtyard into the museum, and there was a couple sitting there, and they had packed a picnic lunch, and they were just enjoying the courtyard.
Nice.
And it was the sweetest thing, and a couple of our staff noticed it, and we just thought, oh, that's so nice. We do see people sitting there for coffee, you know, all the time, quite regularly, but just seeing a couple that had clearly planned a picnic, it was very sweet.
That is nice, and it's like a sanctuary in the middle of a busy town.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
Yeah. So what exhibits and what's going on at the museum right now?
Well, over the last couple of years, we've been renovating the third floor. And when I say renovating, you know, we didn't have a lot of money for it, so it's not a huge overhaul. But the walls are freshly painted. The curtains that had been there since the 60s are down. All the exhibits have been refreshed. So you can see things like... you know, we had the Marx Brothers exhibit up there before. We still have it. It just looks different.
The Marx Brothers?
Yeah. And we've refreshed the Heritage Architecture exhibit. We've refreshed a breweries and distilleries exhibit. We've got one about sort of industries and inventions in Perth. Like, fun fact, you might not know that ketchup was invented here.
Ketchup?
Yeah,
ketchup. Was invented...
It was.
In
it was
Perth?
Called Lister sauce. It predated Heinz, but Heinz got the customers before Lister sauce, unfortunately. So
that's interesting.
But it came here first.
Oh,
so we've got exhibits like that up on the third floor.
Take us through, you're talking about the third floor and the renovations, but take us into the museum and what's on the first floor, the second floor now, and the third floor, which you've just talked
about.
Sure.
When you first come in the door, you'll come in through the Visitor Information Center and you'll be greeted by staff there. And then if you're here to see the museum, you'll be going into the 1840s kitchen first. That is kind of my favorite room in the house because it feels like warm and inviting. It feels comfortable.
Is there a fireplace going in the wintertime?
You know, we don't light it, but we're looking into that right now to see if we could. But right now it's not lit, but there is a big open hearth there.
Okay.
And then you'd go up a couple of stairs or through the ramp, and you may enter into the front hall. From there, there's the 1840s dining room, which leads out to the gardens as well. The doors are closed, but you can see out through the windows. And then there's the 1890s parlor. That was more of a family room. And then if you go up the stairs, you'd find the 1840s drawing room. That was more of a formal meeting room for when guests come over. They would use that space. And then upstairs again, that's where the bedrooms used to be. But the Legion, the family was there for 99 years.
Oh,
it was
really?
Two different tea rooms, and then the Legion was there. So they took out the bedrooms to make meeting space, and that's where we have our other exhibits about Perth history.
Okay. And do you get tours coming through?
We do. We've had a lot of different tours in lately. We had a couple groups from Toronto in last weekend. We've got a group talking to us about early July from Ottawa. We've had a bunch of school groups in recently. So it's been actually quite a busy season for tours. I think everybody who's kind of held back over the last couple of years for big groups, they're booking right now.
They're catching up on things. Do they have to book ahead for a tour? Of course. I imagine
so
they do.
There's sort of two different ways to do it. If you want to just come and look on your own, it's pay by donation, admission by donation. But if you wanted to come and have a guided tour through the house as a group, that needs to be booked in advance just to make sure we have the staff on site to be able to do it.
And do you have any events coming up?
Yes, we've got a great one coming up on June 10th. It's actually not at our site, but it is our team organizing it in cooperation with Ontario Heritage Trust. We have Heritage Day at Ingava, which is at 66 Craig Street. You see it when you're in line for Tim Hortons. It's across the way, the corner of Craig and Wilson. It's a heritage home there with a huge lawn and big gardens at the back. Ontario Heritage Trust owns the building, but we're working with them to have an open house that day. We've got reenactments of the last fatal duel happening on the steps there twice a day.
That sounds really fantastic.
It's going to be fun. There's going to be walking tours. We've got a great like vendor marketplace. And Perth Citizens Band is opening their season with a concert there.
My goodness. And that's on June 10th, you said.
Yeah, Saturday, June 10th from 10 to 4.
From 10 to 4. That's something that we won't want to miss, eh?
I don't think you'll want to miss it. I think it's going to be a great time. And we're encouraging people to sort of pick up lunch from a local restaurant, come and have a picnic on the grounds and, you know, watch the entertainment, play some lawn games. It'll be good.
You know, this is May. We're still in May.
We are.
And this is Museum Month.
It is. I'm so glad you know that.
Well, I do. I did a little research. Can you talk a little bit about the value of museums and what they contribute to a community?
Sure. I mean, I think there's a few different ways we contribute to the community. One is we service a lot of tourists coming into the community who are here looking for information essentially on how they can spend their time and money in Perth. So we're always happy to help them figure that out. And then we also serve local residents by helping with research on their properties, helping with genealogy research. We often will take family heirloom items into the collection as long as they fit the mandate. That's always something we have to look at on a case-by-case basis. And then we're preserving the history of the area for future generations through the archives, through our research library, and through the collections. So
you do so much.
We
Who
do.
Would know this unless you told us? This
I know.
Is incredible.
I'm glad you gave me the opportunity.
Now, do you get feedback from your visitors?
We do. We get a lot of feedback. We have a guest book, and I love flipping through the guest book because people always leave great comments and, you know, sometimes ideas for us. Our staff always take time to talk to people who come in, so we get feedback directly that way as well. And then, you know, if we're closed for any reason, like, we always hear from people that they tried to come and couldn't make it in. And so, you know, we know that we're something that people want to have in the community.
Do you encourage input from people?
Yeah, we love to hear input. Okay. When I actually started in this position, we did a survey and I had a presentation, and that gave me a lot of ideas to get for things that we're doing on the third floor.
Great. Going back to your role, well, not going back to your role, but we're on your role at the Perth Museum. Are you happy with the way things are now? And are there any changes you want to make? And also, what are you seeing for the future of the museum?
I am happy with the way things are now. There's always room for improvement. But, you know, in the last few years, we've put a lot of work into updating the exhibits. And now this year, we're doing a lot of work behind the scenes. So people may not know, but our basement is where we hold all the collection. So all the artifacts that are not on display are in the basement. So right now we're doing a lot of work to try and just refresh the way it's organized, the way everything is stored. We just got a new database, so we're trying to move all of our artifacts into this new database. And, you know, we've only had it a week, so I can't say for sure how it's going, but assuming it goes well and assuming we get to that point, people will be able to search it from the public and see the artifacts we have, which is really exciting. So, you know, there's been a lot of stuff going on to make improvements, and I think, you know, over the next couple of years, we're just going to be working to, you know, kind of build like audience engagement pieces so people can get a little more hands-on, kind of leave their mark in the museum, give us feedback more easily and more indirectly if they prefer, and then just keep, you know, making small improvements over time to keep making it better.
You're right. Sounds good. We have about a minute left, and I'm just wondering if there's anything that you would like to add that we haven't covered yet?
Well, I will just add that you mentioned at the beginning that I'm the chair of Lanark County Arts and Heritage.
Yes.
People may have heard of Lanark County Museum Network. That was our museum network for 30 years. And then last year, we transitioned that into Lanark County Arts and Heritage. We've incorporated, and we're looking to grow the membership. Just right now, it's mostly museums and archives, but we're hoping to expand that to you know, other heritage organizations. So if people are interested in that, please reach out. And I guess I would encourage people to check our website. Lanark County Arts and Heritage has a Facebook page, and then the Perth Museum is perth.ca/museum, and you'll be able to find all of our information about hours, location, events, and activities there.
That's great. And the hours that the museum is open again, the days and hours, just to repeat that?
Right now it's Wednesday to Sunday from 10 to 5.
Okay. All right. And your website is, again, if somebody wants to check that out?
perth.ca/museum.
Okay. I want to thank you very much for coming in today, Catherine.
Thank
it's
you so much
really,
for having me.
It's been really nice to meet you. And have a great summer at the museum.
Thank you.
All the best. My guest is Catherine Jamieson, Manager of Tourism and Culture for the Town of Perth, and you'll find her at the museum on Gore Street in Perth. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.